My question to you is, are you listening? I remember I think it was in 2009. We had traveled back to my birth country for my mother's funeral. And at that time, there was just so many questions, so many worries. Like, okay, God, what is next? What's the next phase of my life looking like? What's the next step of my life looking like? And I remember, in that moment, we're sat in my dad's car, and we're in the marketplace. So I just remember, rolling down the window, and I could hear Bob Marley's Three Little Birds, just playing in the background. And for the first time, I've listened to that song. I've heard that song so many times. But for the first time, that song hit different. Do you know that part? Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. Shabbat. Sorry. Please, it doesn't say Shabbat. But for the first time, those words hit different. It's as though God anointed those words, telling me not to worry, that he has a plan, that I shouldn't worry about the next phase, the next step of my life. He has it all under control. And I go back to that question, are you listening? Because God is always speaking. In the Bible it says he spoke through a donkey. He can use anything, anyone, to speak to us, to get through to us. But above all, he speaks through the Bible. So if you got that question, God, I can't hear you, start from the Bible. Just open up the Bible and read. But even then, just look around you. He's spoken to you so many times through the people around you, through just some of the signs around you. So how many times have you missed God when he's been speaking to you? So I'll ask that again for the last time. God is speaking, but are you listening?